Our next two measures, growth in employment and GDP, hint at the extent to which the 35 economies are delivering for ordinary folk. Nowhere fared spectacularly well. Across the world, productivity growth is weak, limiting potential increases in GDP. Already, tight labour markets at the start of 2023 meant there was little room for improvement when it came to jobs. Only a few countries, though, actually saw their GDP decline. Ireland was the worst performer, with a drop of 4.1%. Take that with a pinch of salt. There are big problems with the measurement of Irish GDP. Estonia, another country whacked by the fallout of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, did badly. Britain and Germany also underperformed. Germany is struggling with the consequences of the energy price shock and rising competition from imported Chinese cars. Britain is still dealing with the aftermath of Brexit. Most economists expect the country to suffer from weak economic growth in the coming years. America, by contrast, did well on both GDP and employment. It has benefited from record-high energy production as well as a generous fiscal stimulus implemented in 2020 and 2021. The world's largest economy may have pulled along other countries. Canada's employment has risen smartly. Israel, which counts America as its largest trading partner, comes fourth in the overall ranking, although its war with Hamas, which began in October, makes the outlook for 2024 deeply uncertain. You might think that the American stock market, stuffed with firms poised to benefit from the revolution in artificial intelligence, would have done well. In fact, adjusted for inflation, it is a middling performer. The Australian stock market, filled with commodities firms managing a comedown from high prices in 2022, underperformed. The Finnish stock market had a poor year, with the share price of Nokia, a national champion, continuing its long, slow decline. Japan's firms, by contrast, are experiencing something of a renaissance. For that, thank reforms to corporate governance, which finally seem to be bearing fruit. The country's stock market was one of the best performers in 2023, rising in real terms by nearly 20%. But for glorious equity returns, look thousands of miles west to Greece. There, the real value of the stock market has increased by more than 40%. Investors have looked afresh at Greek companies as the government implements a series of pro-market reforms. Although the country is still a lot poorer than it was before its almighty bust in the early 2010s, the IMF, once Greek's nemesis, praised the digital transformation of the economy and increasing market competition in a recent statement. While underperforming Finns can console themselves this Christmas by drowning their sorrows alone in their underwear or getting pants drunk, as it is known locally, the rest of the world should raise a glass of ouzo to this most unlikely of champions.